Armed with Truth is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Welcome to Armed with Truth, a podcast for youth. I'm your host, Lisa Bruneel. My goal here is to empower the youth of today to become a sin-resistant generation. You youth are bombarded by Satan's temptations on every side, especially when it comes to immorality, lust, and pornography. I want to talk about truths that can strengthen you, safeguard you, and bring greater power into your life through the Savior Jesus Christ. Let's get started and be armed with truth. Today's episode is all about the truths surrounding God's living prophet. Ask yourself, what is Heavenly Father's personal message for you right now in this podcast episode? The Holy Ghost will testify to you of the exact message Heavenly Father has for you right now today. I was considering several different topics for this week's episode, and for some reason, they just weren't coming together, and then last night it hit me. It's a general conference this weekend, and I need to be talking about the prophet. As soon as I had that thought, I got excited, and I know excitement is one of the ways that the Spirit speaks to me. Hopefully, you too can feel excited as we talk about the prophet and look forward to hearing from him this weekend. Several years ago, I was extended a call to serve as the ward primary chorister. I was a little bit speechless because I am not musical. I love music, but I don't play an instrument, and even though at times in my childhood I dreamed of being a famous singer, I really can't sing that well either, especially by myself. So, needless to say, I was definitely concerned about my ability to carry out the calling. The bishopric counselor extending the call assured me that I could do it, and so I naively agreed. I could not have anticipated the many beautiful experiences that I was going to have, where I was able to both share my testimony and have my testimony strengthened through the primary music. It was definitely a challenge. Heavenly Father didn't instantly bless me with a beautiful singing voice. In fact, sometimes I would actually sing a line to a song intending to have the kids repeat me, and the line would sound so wrong that I would have to retract my words and change the whole plan. But the songs brought the Spirit, and my testimony was strengthened. One of those songs was Follow the Prophet. The kids always got really energetic with that song, sometimes almost yelling the words as they sang. You can imagine. In fact, most likely you witnessed it yourself or probably participated. I'd like you to imagine right now a room full of energetic, rambunctious primary children belting out the words with vigor. Follow the prophet. Follow the prophet. Follow the prophet. He knows the way. This is the message I want to give to you today. It's a message of direction and conviction. Follow the prophet. He knows the way. I want you to just think about the current state of the world today. The chaos and confusion and challenges and struggles. Think of your own personal questions and struggles. your own chaos, confusion, and challenges. And now listen to the words that describe a prophet found in the Gospel Principles Manual. A prophet is a man called by God to be his representative on earth. When a prophet speaks for God, it is as if God were speaking. A prophet is also a special witness for Christ, testifying of his divinity and teaching his gospel. A prophet teaches truth and interprets the word of God. He calls the unrighteous to repentance. He receives revelations and directions from the Lord for our benefit. He may see into the future and foretell coming events so that the world may be warned. We need a prophet now more than ever. God's representative on earth, who teaches truth, calls the unrighteous to repentance, receives revelation from the Lord for our benefit, and sees into the future to foretell coming events. We live in a time of moral decay and great upheaval, where sin is rampant and where there are wars and rumors of wars, where good is looked at as evil and evil as good, a time that is marked by unrest and uncertainty. And sometimes all of this can make the world feel literally crazy. People are lost, not knowing what to believe, not understanding their purpose, and definitely not knowing God's direction, sometimes not knowing God at all. But as members of the Lord's true church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we have a living prophet. We don't have to lack direction. We have a living prophet. We don't have to question our identities and purposes. We have a living prophet. We have a way to know God's words and God's will. We have a living prophet, President Russell M. Nelson. President Nelson is God's mouthpiece on the earth today. If we want to know what God would have us do in these uncertain times, we need only to look to President Nelson, to listen and to study his words and to follow them. It's plain and simple enough. Follow the prophet. He knows the way. Yeah, plain, simple, but easy? Not always. Think of the pamphlet for the strength of youth. Here are the words from the first presidency written in that pamphlet. Our dear young men and young women, we have great confidence in you. You are beloved sons and daughters of God, and he is mindful of you. You have come to earth at a time of great opportunities and also of great challenges. The standards in this booklet will help you with the important choices you are making now and will yet make in the future. We promise that as you keep the covenants you have made and these standards, you will be blessed with the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Your faith and testimony will grow stronger, and you will enjoy increasing happiness. Some of the standards that are found in the strength of youth are hard and challenging to follow. It isn't always easy to be honest, to dress modestly, or to wait until you're 16 to date. Keeping the Sabbath day holy, listening to good music, and refraining from things like alcohol, tobacco, drugs, or pornography, these aren't easy things either. But the standards have been revealed to us through a living prophet, and following a living prophet will always bring you blessings, even when it's not easy. Throughout your life, you will hear many conflicting voices, voices that warn you or urge you or try to convince you not to follow the prophet. Satan is warring for your soul, and his tactics of deception, distraction, and temptation will not cease. No, instead, they will grow stronger and fiercer and more deafening. Satan will use many of these tactics to keep you from following the prophet. Sometimes we may have thoughts or experiences that will cause us to question or doubt the prophet. Elder Neil L. Anderson warned us of some of these things in a talk called The Prophet of God. As you listen to me quote his words, reflect on your own experiences with following the prophet and see if you have encountered any similar things. The prophet's voice, while spoken kindly, will often be a voice asking us to change, to repent, and to return to the Lord. When correction is needed, let's not delay. Don't be alarmed when the prophet's warning voice counters popular opinions of the day. Don't be surprised if at times your personal views are not initially in harmony with the teachings of the Lord's prophet. Some will try to overly dissect the prophet's words, struggling to determine what is his prophetic voice and what is his personal opinion. Do any of these words describe things similar to your own experiences with following the prophet? And so it's important to stay true to your beliefs and follow the prophet, even when it's hard, even when challenges like these and others come. It's true, sometimes it isn't easy, and sometimes will be more difficult than others. But I testify that it is vital to your spiritual survival to gain a testimony of the living prophet and to follow his words. He is like a beacon of light, showing us the way to go in an ever-increasing world of darkness. A testimony of the living prophet may feel natural, almost as if it's always been there. It may come instantly with spiritual force, and at other times it may come more gradually and quietly to our hearts. I experienced an instant powerful witness when Thomas S. Monson was called to be the prophet of God. I was watching General Conference with my family in our playroom at home. It was the solemn assembly where he was sustained as the Lord's prophet. As I raised my hand, I felt a powerful burning in my chest. Tears filled my eyes, and I knew he was God's prophet. A few years later, when it came time for the solemn assembly for President Russell M. Nelson, as I raised my hand and sustained him, I expected the same experience, but it didn't happen. At first, I was surprised. I was even disappointed, and I questioned, do I not know he is the prophet? But as I examined my heart, I discovered my testimony was already there, and I have sought to follow him and his direction ever since. And Heavenly Father has blessed me with a testimony that has been strengthened even more over time, an assurance and a conviction of his call and his position as the prophet of God. What about you? Do you have a testimony of the living prophet President Russell M. Nelson? If you don't yet, or if you are unsure whether you do or not, here are three things that can help. First, make the choice to believe. Some people are blessed with unwavering faith that seems to come naturally, but others are not. In such cases, you can make a choice. You can choose to have faith. Faith is the evidence of things which are not seen, which are true. And many times, we just expect the blessing or the knowledge or the assurance without being willing to first believe. But faith can be a choice, and it can be a choice that we make first. Faith is going forward even when there is doubt or questions, even when we're not totally and completely sure. When we act in faith that is grounded in truth, our belief and our faith will grow. And as we go forward, our spiritual eyes will be opened and we will see and receive assurance. You have been taught that the prophet is God's mouthpiece. Choose to believe it. This isn't blind faith. Think of the evidence of prophets compiled throughout time. We have the examples of Noah, Moses, Elijah, Isaiah, Nephi, Alma, and Joseph Smith. You know their stories. You have learned about them and even sung songs about them. You have the evidence of their lives and the lives of the people who chose to follow them. These examples from history can help you choose to believe also. You can make the choice to have faith. You can choose to believe in and follow God's living prophet. The second is prayer. You can pray to know that Russell M. Nelson is the prophet of God on the earth today. You can pray to know that his words are true and that you will be blessed as you follow him. Heavenly Father loves you. He desires to bless and strengthen you, and he will answer your prayers. But be aware that some answers don't come instantly. Many times they require work and effort on our part. Moroni's same words concerning praying about the Book of Mormon can be applied to praying about the living prophet. I would exhort you that you would ask God the Eternal Father in the name of Christ if these things are not true. And if you shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. and by the power of the Holy Ghost, you may know the truth of all things. You can ask God with a sincere heart and real intent and faith that Christ will give you an answer through the Holy Ghost as to whether or not the prophet is God's living prophet on the earth today. Those words lead me to the third thing that will help you to gain a testimony of the living prophet: following him. In a talk called The Prophet of God, Elder Neil L. Anderson said, "A prophet does not stand between you and the Savior. Rather, he stands beside you and he points the way to the Savior. As you follow the prophet, you're also following the Savior, and you will become more like him. We can be like the people in ancient times who followed the prophet and were blessed and preserved, strengthened and guided. We can have peace in the world of turmoil and chaos, and we can know God's will concerning us. We do this by having real intent, by acting on what we know, by following the prophet. Sometimes it takes just following the prophet and seeing the results to see that you have a testimony. As you follow the prophet, you'll see the results unfold in your life, and these results, these blessings, will strengthen your testimony of the prophet, President Russell M. Nelson, as well as your testimony of the Savior Jesus Christ. What will gaining a testimony of the prophet do for you? It will give you certainty in a world where uncertainty overwhelms. It will give you direction in a world where confusion debilitates. And it will give you spiritual power in a world where Satan's power threatens to reign. This weekend, we have an amazing opportunity to hear the words of the living prophet, President Russell M. Nelson, and to hear from the members of the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles, who we also sustain as prophets, seers, and revelators, as well as from other church leaders. I love General Conference. I look forward to the spiritual and strengthening power that I receive as I listen and get direction from the Lord through his prophets and apostles. It seems that I feel that craving and yearning for spiritual strength more and more with every passing conference. At this time in my life and in the current state of the world, I need their messages. I need their direction. And I know that you do too. We all do. A few years ago, our family gathered together in family night before General Conference. We had a lesson that focused on our individual ability to receive revelation during General Conference, and we each wrote down questions or challenges that we wanted help with. Well, that weekend came and went. We listened to conference as a family, and we did a lot of the usual things, some of us writing in our journals, recording, coloring, playing with Legos. The Sunday night after conference, I was climbing into bed and discovered a note from one of my sons. He was under 10 years old. In the note, he let me know that he had received his own personal revelation in General Conference. He had asked questions, he had written them down, he had thought about it beforehand, and as he listened, he received answers. My heart was touched by his note and was even more touched by the love of Heavenly Father, who gently and carefully watches over us. This experience strengthened my testimony that he is aware of us and that he can give us revelation in General Conference. Heavenly Father has specific messages for you in the upcoming General Conference. He desires to bless you and can give you guidance and direction that is meant just for you through his prophets. What personal message does your Heavenly Father have waiting for you in this General Conference? How can you ensure that you will hear those words and feel those promptings? How might your life be changed, or how might you be strengthened as you receive greater power when you listen? Here are a few suggestions to help you experience greater power from General Conference this weekend. Prepare physically. Make sure you take the time to watch and listen. You may need to forego other activities or opportunities. If you're unable to watch or listen live, do what it takes to do so at a later time. don't miss out on this opportunity for increased spiritual power and personal revelation for your life. Prepare spiritually. Pray ahead of time for your heart to be open to the promptings of the Spirit. You can think of questions that you have or challenges in your life that you need help with. Write them down. And then as you listen, pay attention for answers and the messages that are pertinent to you. Listen for the Holy Ghost. Pay attention to the feelings that you have. Doing this has brought me some profound experiences. On more than one occasion, the Holy Ghost has confirmed that the words given in a particular talk are Heavenly Father's specific answers and words to me. When you listen, listen with real intent. As we talked about earlier, listening with the intent to follow the direction and guidance you receive will bless you in your life. Consider how you can personally apply the words that you hear and follow the prophet and the leaders of the church. Record your impressions. Writing down the messages you receive as you watch General Conference, specifically the words that come from the Holy Ghost as you listen, will bring you greater guidance and blessings. Act on your impressions. After General Conference, go and do. Go and do the things that you were inspired to as you listened. You will receive power and strength as you listen to General Conference. Take the words of the prophets, apostles, and leaders and apply them in your own life, and then watch as miracles literally unfold. I know that Russell M. Nelson is a prophet of God. I know he is God's mouthpiece on the earth today. I know Jesus Christ leads and guides the church today through him, the living prophet. I'm so thankful to have this testimony and to experience this strengthening and sustaining power in my life. God desires to bless you with your own testimony of the living prophet and to bring you added strength and added power as you choose to follow him. I hope that after listening today, you feel some added excitement to hear the words of General Conference, to gain a testimony or strengthen your already existing testimony of the living prophet, President Russell M. Nelson. I echo the words sung by excited primary children all over the world. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet. He knows the way. Today's truth takeaways. President Russell M. Nelson is God's mouthpiece on the earth today. Satan will use many tactics to keep you from following the prophet. It is vital to your spiritual survival to gain a testimony of the living prophet and to follow his words. Heavenly Father has specific messages for you in the upcoming General Conference. You can receive power and strength as you listen to the words of the prophet in General Conference. Follow the prophet, he knows the way. Let's return to our first question. What is the personal message God has for you today? Is he inviting you to learn more about a specific truth, to make a change, or take a specific action? As you act on the truths you have learned, greater power will come into your life. The power and strength to follow Jesus Christ. I can't wait to hear what you do. You can let me know on Facebook and Instagram at Armed with Truth Podcast. Keep coming back. Heavenly Father has so much more in store for you here on Armed with Truth. Thanks for joining me here today on Armed with Truth. As we learn truth together, we become more valiant disciples of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a stronger part of his battalion, and a truly sin-resistant generation.